On an icy Friday night in February of this year, a Norfolk Southern train carrying toxic chemicals derailed into Sulphur Run Creek in East Palestine, Ohio. Now, more than 8 months later, amidst a fog of misinformation and mistrust, residents of the small town near the Pennsylvania border are still not sure when they'll be safe in their own homes. At the heart of the mistrust are communication issues between residents who felt sick and government agencies and officials who repeatedly assured them that the mess had been managed. As Andrew Welton, an environmental engineer at Purdue University, told me, a disconnect between lived experiences and the official narrative sparked the problems.
When people were getting sick, they refused to acknowledge it. Nobody took responsibility for it.
Welton spoke to me and as part of a panel on the issue at the annual Science Writers Conference held this October in Boulder, Colorado. During the panel, Sharon Lerner, a journalist at ProPublica who reported in East Palestine, echoed Welton's experience.
On many occasions, I talked to people who themselves felt ill. And the EPA was consistently saying, we do not see that there is any reason for you to feel ill. Not those words, but that message.
Despite the ongoing assurances that the local air and water were safe and that the contamination was contained, when Welton arrived in town 3 weeks after the derailment, he saw chemical slicks on the creek's surface half a mile from the site. He also saw pumps that were spraying creek water into the air, which officials said would help microbes break down the chemicals faster.
They were using water fountains and blowing it into the air, and it was going into people's homes along the creek. And some people's homes were only 10 feet away.
While he was working in East Palestine, Welton himself began to feel sick, with unusual headaches. Residents, emergency workers, visiting politicians, and even federal health investigators also felt ill. But in congressional testimony about a month after the crash, Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw said that none of the test results, quote, indicate a health risk from incident-related substances, a message which was reinforced by statements from the U.S. EPA, Ohio's governor, and other official agencies. At one point, following the controlled burn of several train cars containing vinyl chloride, a chemical used in manufacturing PVC pipes, Governor Mike DeWine went on TV and showed a map of the projected path of a plume of toxic smoke. Welton says that, as it turned out, the governor's map was wrong.
The chemical plume went into buildings where people were, so people were exposed by following the advice of officials.
In another example, Stephanie Chekolinski, a journalist with IdeaStream Public Media in Ohio, recalled a publicity strategy by Governor DeWine to reassure residents that the local water was safe.
They weren't just saying it's safe. They were on social media, like Mike DeWine's like sipping glasses of tap water on social media. You know, they're having like a tap water sipping party. And the public is watching this, especially the people in East Palestine, and they're like, I can smell these chemicals. And so this just doesn't pass. I'm not a scientist, but this doesn't pass my common sense test. And I think that's one of the sources of distrust.
The disconnect and feeling of being gaslit persisted for residents even when they tried to go to the doctor.
We talked to people with rashes. We talked to people with nosebleeds. We talked to people who were at the medical clinics who would go and say, I'm here because I'm getting dry heaves and I'm getting nosebleeds every time I go into my house. They would say, well, we've checked your vital signs and you're fine.
In East Palestine, this all led to mistrust among the public of the official narrative, the scientific process being deployed in the response, and of the journalists who reported these official statements. In response to a request for comment, a spokesperson for the EPA told me that their monitoring continues to show no unsafe levels of chemicals in the area, but acknowledged that early in the response, they weren't able to detect all hazardous chemicals at their safety threshold. However, Welton says that the mistrust was earned, that the systems in place failed East Palestine.
The US EPA said that the air is safe, there are no acute health risks. And so it was just an absolute systemic failure of the ability of agencies to act in the public's interest to protect people from harm.
The solution, says Welton, starts with doing better science and being open to the work of outside experts when government capacities are exceeded. It also requires often uncomfortable work from journalists, which Chekolinski spoke to during the panel.
One of the reasons that I think that distrust against the mainstream media has become entrenched is that they don't think that we are asking the questions that they want answers to. They think we're talking to them and then just like going away and then coming back with some answer that doesn't really answer the question that they asked of us.
As Sharon Lerner from ProPublica says, it's the job of journalists to hold officials to account in the public eye by giving voice to those who feel ignored.
I think I called the EPA 15 times, and I said, that's not what we're hearing. This does not track with what people are telling me. It's uncomfortable. It is unpleasant, and you can't believe it. You're going back to the public information officer, and you're saying, I know you answered this 5 times, but here's why I don't believe you. We can't control what the EPA says, but part of what we're able to bring in as primary sources are the people who feel sick.
For the CASW New Horizons Newsroom, I'm Rudy Molinick.